Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
As a result of repeated leadership failures within the evangelical church, I'm often asked to consult or advise regarding organizational management and governance. Most who ask are well-intended and desire better accountability, transparency, and integrity in their leadership. We should be encouraged at the attention many of these scandals have given to good governance, but one of my first caveats to them or to anyone concerned with leadership accountability is that no system of policies can replace individual biblical integrity in leadership. Let me explain. Let's begin with a look at the Old Testament. Regardless of the earliest rudimentary theocracies established by God for Israel's government or the monarchies that came later, the nation of Israel's success was heavily weighted on their leadership's integrity and righteous pursuit. Fast forward throughout history, and whether a civic government is a monarchy, a parliamentarian, or constitutional republic, nations rise and fall based on the integrity of their leaders. And the same is true with organizations. For-profit, non-profit churches depend on leadership integrity to sustain effectiveness. That said, there are certain approaches to governance that better lend themselves to holding leaders accountable. Most importantly, good governance is essential to lean on when things go bad. Governance almost always seems unnecessary when great godly leaders are in place. It's when leaders fail or change happens that the prior hard work of good governance and biblical accountability really shines. I'm a big fan of Dr. John Carver's policy governance model, but I don't want to get too far in the weeds for this forum. The point is that biblical leadership embraces accountability, transparency, and checks and balances, for that is the very heartbeat of integrity in leadership. Okay, so you might be about to fall asleep on me, so here's the real purpose of all of this. We've seen too many failures of leadership. Enough is enough. Whether it's a local Christian camp leader who refuses to step down after dozens of sexual misconduct allegations, or the high-profile case of Ravi Zacharias, there is the original leadership failure issue, and then there is the shameful, sinful abdication of moral responsibility of the boards who are charged with fiduciary guardianship of the organization's stakeholders. It is the board's job to govern and to act swiftly in the spirit of 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1 in order to maintain respect in the community. When such tragedies happen, almost always one can look to board governance failure, sloppy oversight, and a real lack of governance. Good governance protects the organization and all of its leaders. When false accusations come, good governance is what helps to dispel untruth. Those who walk upright and above reproach can easily point to their practices, policies, and accountability to independent board directors. In most of these cases, including the local camp in Western New York, these practices were not in place. We can do better, church. We must do better. The gospel is just too important for us to shame it through lazy, unethical governance practice. As my hero, Jerry Falwell Sr. said, if it's for God, it ought to be better. I leave you with this verse from 2 Timothy 2. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.